The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed toward Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. All the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to his own God, and they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone down below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. The book of Jonah, chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. Jonah, a man of God and a prophet, was given an assignment to tell a rival city to repent of their sins. Jonah, however, was selfish and was not impressed with God's intentions. It seemed as though Jonah would prefer if God did not save these people at all. He decided to pass on this mission and reroute. He paid money and got onto a ship going in a different direction. Now, I want you to notice that Jonah choosing to avoid his purpose ends up costing him financially right off the bat, and he ends up going in the wrong direction. Sound familiar? Spending unnecessary money and going in the wrong direction? I'm pretty sure it does. Jonah being on that ship caused the wrath of God to come upon the ship and to come upon every individual on that ship. God eventually exposes him. Jonah decided that it was unfair that the mariners would be caught up in this conflict between him and God. And so he decided to jump overboard, and suddenly a whale swallowed him. Dear Lord, help those of us who are in a deep sleep hiding in the bottom of the ship to wake up at this moment. Help us to understand that the purpose of God in our lives cannot be aborted. The storms we are facing are as a result of going down the wrong path, and it's costing us more than we ever imagined. Help us to realize that there is no way to avoid doing exactly what you created us to do. And also, God, remind us that you are omnipresent, which means that you are everywhere at the same time. So as Jonah was in the bottom of the ship trying to be unnoticed, some of us are trying to lay low and blend into society, hoping that others won't notice that we are the reason for the storms in their lives. However, Lord, help us to realize that the more we try to fit in is the more we stand out. See, it's impossible to avoid being in a storm if you are a friend with the one that the storm is coming after. And hence, the people closest to us are in danger of being drowned by the sea's roar caused by our rebellion. See, they too are caught up in the storm that was meant for us. And before long, my friend, they're going to stop hanging out with you. Don't get me wrong, they like you. You're cool and all. But every time they hang out with you, bad things always happen to them. Society calls these things bad luck or even jinx. And West Indian folks call it being salt. Whatever you call it, just know it is the hand of God causing storms and waves in our lives until we finally decide to stop being selfish long enough to do exactly what he told us to do. You've had relationship waves, low self-esteem lightnings, heartbreaking thunders, even financial storms. And now you're facing health hurricanes and psychological tsunamis. And yet you're still adamant to stay in a deep sleep while the people around you are suffering. You must be one amazing individual to be allowing the people around you to suffer like that. I mean, I'd love to be friends with you. Can we hang out sometime? On second thought, you come with way too much storms for me, and I can't deal with all that drama. I got a couple quick questions for you. How long did you think you could run for? And did you really think you could escape the God who also created the hiding place? By now, you must realize that you are causing storms and waves in the lives of others because you are out of place. Well, I have news for you. You need to get back in place. If not for yourself, then do it for the others around you. By now, everyone can tell that you are a fugitive running from the purpose of God. And while people don't mind harboring a fugitive, they're not going to do it at the expense of their own lives. So do the right thing. Get off that ship. Go and do exactly what God wants you to do. And I know right now you're probably thinking, you're way too far out at sea to jump off the ship because you can't swim. No need to worry though. I have the slightest feeling you won't have to. Your transportation is sent to pick you up. I hope you don't mind a submarine or a whale marine, whatever you call it. It's time to get back in place. Enjoy being chauffeur driven, but it's going to be a 3-day journey. All aboard!